February 3rd, meeting of the Design Review Board of the City of Aiken to order. And the first item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion. We approve the minutes from our work session and a regular meeting of January 6, 2015.
I second.
All in favor? Passed unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the election of officers for 2015.
Madam Chairman, I would like to nominate the present group of officers to repeat and that we close the nominations.
Second.
Third.
All right. All in favor? Wow. Unanimous.
Wow.
All right, Madam Secretary, could you get us started on our old business, please?
Okay. We have one item for old business in the Old Aiken Overlay District. This is the application from Tony Jerome, application number 15-001018. The applicant has applied for the relocation of a sign which is composed of individual dimensional letters to a new location of Refresh, a shop located at 131 Lawrence Street Southwest. The existing signage for the previous location of the shop at 137 Lawrence was approved by the Design Review Board on March the 9th, 2010, as shown in Attachment B. On the new location, the applicant is requesting that sign be installed vertically on the second floor of the building. This application was continued to the February meeting to make sure this existing signage would fit in the space allotted. So they have done their work. A new photograph of the potential sign is attached showing a scaled placement of the letters on the building, and it does fit.
Thank you. I just noticed that you have two Exhibit C's.
I bet one was from last month.
Did I do that?
Oh, I see. I sure did.
Yeah, so I guess photo of the storefront should be Exhibit D.
Yes.
And Exhibit D should be Exhibit E.
Yes. The most important one is the Exhibit C shown here.
And that is sized?
Yes, that is sized by Ed Hudak.
Are we leaving that as Exhibit C?
Actually, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you could just wipe out that C that's on your facing page.
Okay.
That's really just sort of there. So I would rather this stay as Exhibit C.
Okay.
That's okay. But this is what you're supposed to be voting on. This one.
Well, why don't we make the other one D?
And
okay. Not worry about it.
Okay.
D.
Yeah. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this application? Come forward and give your name and address, please.
Already have a D.
My name is Michael Jerome, and I live at 431 Dupree Place.
Anything that you'd like to tell the board about this application?
I don't think so. We've pretty much gone over this for quite a while now. This is our third visit. So we've changed it around, and we've sent you some copies of where it should actually be today. It's really up to you.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Jerome? Hearing none, we thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak either for or against this application? Seeing none, it is back to the board.
Madam Chairman, relative to application 15-001018, I submit that we accept it as submitted. It does not violate any of the tenets of our board.
Thank you. Second. Discussion.
I think we got the answers we were looking for last time.
It looks very nice.
Yeah, looks good.
All right, so are we ready to vote? All in favor? Again, unanimous. Thank you, Mr. Jerome. Okay.
We have one more item of old business, and this is just for your information to put into the minutes. In the historic overlay district, we had a previously continued application number 15-002, and it was related to the Whitney Trust is requesting approval for the demolition of some barns at 432 Mead Avenue and the proposal for new barns and paddocks on the property. This application was continued by the request of the applicant, and McDonald Law approved that continuance, and so this is just for your information. We do know, and if you're listening, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes trying to work out a plan so that the barns do not have to be demolished. But we're not far enough along to be able to bring, they're not far enough along to bring anything to the board at this point. So, okay. Thank you.
Is there a limit as to how long it can be continued?
We did not. I mean, nobody has put a limit on that. I'm not sure this is the time to do it.
Right.
We could ask for a report at least to come back. If y'all wanted to ask for some kind of update at the next meeting just to see where things stand, that's up to you guys, what you want to do.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I think I'd rather leave it until they're ready to report, not to give them a time.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, well, they can tell us where they stand and when they will be ready.
That's all.
It's possible that if the arrangements with the group who's trying to preserve the barns works out, then they'll
withdraw.
Yeah, they'll withdraw.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that the group is yet ready to bring anything forward. I'm not sure what they would have to.
Now, my question is, even procedurally, is there a limit on how long we can continue?
No. Be continued, yeah.
No.
Okay.
And from what I've heard about the contingencies involved, it's going to take them a little while to the group to meet the contingencies.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of giving them plenty of time to work it out. So.
Yeah.
And y'all saw the letter from, or the email from Mr. Millen.
Right.
So, yeah, he's not ready to withdraw it.
And we encourage him to work it out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on Whitney Trust? Okay. All right, Madam Secretary, the next application, please.
Okay, this is new business, and our first item is in the Old Aiken Overlay District. This is application number 15-001025. Tim Ashton is requesting approval for new construction at 248 Williamsburg Street, Southeast. The applicants, I put Betty in there as an applicant as well, are requesting approval for the construction of a new cottage. This will be a cottage-style stucco house with approximately 1,700 square feet, including the room over the garage. The open gable front roof porch will have iron railings, stucco columns, and a stained wood front door. Windows will be vinyl with permanently attached exterior grids. Roof will be architectural shingles, and the garage will be on the rear of the house and will have carriage-style doors. An outside 20-foot by 28-foot courtyard will be surrounded on three sides by a covered breezeway attached to the house and garage, and on the outside with a 7-foot plus or minus foot tall wood privacy fence with stucco supports. Finally, a second floor porch will be located on the north side of the room over the garage.
Thank you. Who's
this
here?
Is an Old Aiken. I'm sorry, just make sure it's an Old Aiken.
Thank you. Who is here to speak in favor of this application? And you can both come up if you want.
Good
And please state your name and address.
Timothy Ashton, 218 Sumter Street.
I'm Buddy Stevens, 152 Lawrence Street.
Okay. Does the board, is there anything that you all would like to say about this application before we start asking you questions?
No. I don't. Nothing that we didn't already go over.
So, does anybody from the board have questions for Mr. Ashton and Mr. Stevens?
Do we, since this is Old Aiken Overlay District, I can't even say it. We don't. Do we still have a window requirements like we do in the historic district, or how does that work?
It's just not nearly as severe or stiff or whatever.
Okay.
We have approved them in Old Aiken before.
Okay. I didn't see where it was spelled out what they would be. Maybe it is somewhere in here, and I just didn't see it.
Vinyl, double hung,
vinyl.
Simulated,
divided
light with exterior grids.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, simulated vinyl lights are the
yeah.
key.
Yeah. Other questions?
I first questioned the use of the iron railing, but there's precedence in that area.
Mm-hmm.
As shown by the pictures that are in the application.
But you don't necessarily think you're going to need the railing because you may be low enough to the ground, you don't need it, but you just feel like it would help the aesthetic of the house?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
So, first question that I have is you have 1, 2, 3, 4 colors. And have you narrowed those down?
Yeah, but I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it.
Shammy?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I pronounce it. So that would be, that's the color you prefer?
Yeah.
So when we have a motion, that would likely include a color. If that's what you're interested
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. And then my other question is, we had a certain amount of discussion in the work session about various things, and are there any changes that you would like to make based on that discussion?
Well, I'm considering the arched windows, as you had spoken about, and possibly brick or stone in those accented areas, whether those key, what are they called?
The keystones.
The keystones or something similar.
Okay. So again, we could, I guess, somebody's going to have to hopefully make a motion to cover everything that you want. So, and we want to be specific, so that there's no misunderstanding about what's going to mm-hmm. be done.
So, yeah. On page 3, you've got a wood fence with stucco.
Actually, be all stucco.
All stucco. No, okay, so this is talking about the fence for the courtyard?
Yep.
Okay.
The wall.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. And also, you've got some column options on page 4. Have you decided which one of those you're going with?
Those would be on the interior, but the ones like this.
Okay. Right? Interior of the courtyard?
Interior of the courtyard,
right.
Only visible from inside the house.
Mm-hmm. For the breezeway.
Other questions? All right. Hearing no other questions, you gentlemen may have a seat. We may,
thank you.
Depending on if there are other remarks from the audience, we may ask you to come back. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak for or against this application? Hearing none, seeing none, it's back to the board. for discussion and hopefully, or a motion and then discussion.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve application number 15-001025 with the color selection of Chamis and the roof option A, and also with a brick arched accent over the front windows. Is that what we were talking about?
I think it was brick accent, possibly over the arch and the windows. Is that right?
Brick accent.
Is that correct, Mr. Ashton?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right. And does that cover all the changes we need to make to it?
Column option two.
Yeah, column option two for the courtyard, breezeway columns.
And the courtyard wall is going to be solid.
Courtyard wall is solid stucco. Anything else? I think that completes the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion.
I was with you. The keystone wasn't exactly great, but I think brick accent above it would look nice.
Well, I would like to thank Mr. Ashton for the photographs that he provided of similar houses made of stucco, and I think it was very helpful to us in discussing it with you, and it certainly makes your case that your design is appropriate for the city. Any other?
Is the arch over the windows only limited to the front, or are you thinking about
those two outside?
The sides also?
No.
No, just
the fronts.
Just the two outside windows on the front.
That's right.
Not the two under the porch.
They'll be kind of resourced and hidden.
Okay. Is that
clear? Clear in motion.
Is that?
That's the way. Yeah, I thought that's where I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Are we ready for a vote?
I think so.
All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Next item.
This is
Madam Secretary.
Okay. This is also in the Old Aiken Overlay District. This is an application number 15-001026. Stephen Wetherington is requesting approval for a new sign at 212 Richland Avenue West. I've just found out that Mr. Wetherington had back surgery,
mm-hmm.
and so we have our sign, and forgive me, I can't remember your name. Steve, too. Okay, thank goodness. Okay, so he has come to speak to you guys and answer any questions you have. Steve Murphy. Forgive me, Steve. So,
would you like to come up, please? And we'll be happy to hear any remarks that you have, and then you may get some questions.
Okay, my name is Steve Murphy. My address is 2001 Silver Run Falls, Grovetown, Georgia.
Okay, thank you. Anything that you'd like to tell us about the application?
Basically, the sign that was proposed was, it's a reface job. Their logo colors on the application are yellow backgrounds with red letters, and they added some black letters on there to advertise different things they offer. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So I will admit to being slightly confused. We have this one, which is C, that is yellow, and then D.
That is that logo, the yellow and black one is the one that I sent. That's what I'm proposing to put on the building. The one that you have there is one that's what they do on their windows. That's the logo for their windows. That particular one is what Susan
mm-hmm.
Got off the internet.
Okay, so
actually find out what the literal logo is, because the logo
the real company logo does not include...
The yellow background.
The yellow background and these letters, is that right, Steve?
Right.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, I just, because we always need to pay attention to the logo.
Yeah, technically the logo is the red letters, affordable, but their color schemes are yellow backgrounds with red letters.
Okay, so Exhibit C is what's going to go on the sign face, which is this one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to make sure we got that clear. All right, any questions?
So is this yellow color standard across the other buildings? And is
it's standard for their signs, yes. I just put one, and I just didn't have time because I didn't know I was going to come tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But on Aiken Augusta Highway, there's a sign I just recently put up for them. It's yellow background, red letters. And that's standard. They normally just do the logo with the yellow background, but we had a little extra room to advertise different things they offer.
Right. And those letters will be different than the logo because these are black and the other ones are more of a reddish.
Well, it's red. It's going to be a standard red. Yes, sir. Excuse me?
The auto, home, and life is going to be red, too?
No, no. Just like you said, that's the way it's going to be.
So why is the sign so bright?
Yeah. That's their colors. Uh-huh. You know, that's been their logo colors, backgrounds for as long as I've known them, and I've known them for quite a while.
Did y'all discuss making the new lettering, the black lettering, the same color as the logo at all?
We have it. The reason why, as a sign guy, the reason why I told him to do that is to differentiate the two, because people driving when signs, if you, auto affordable insurance is the name, but sometimes if they can see what they offer, that helps them as well.
Right.
That's why I do those differential, you know, different colors. If it's all red, they may not realize what it's saying. That's the point.
Are y'all new to this building, or is this just a new sign?
No, he's been there. The existing sign's up. It's been there.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been there.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you.
That's the sign that's there now. It's the same company.
Okay.
Well, new name, but same man that owns it.
Steve Weatherington, that was what he used to go by years ago, and then he changed over, him and his father. Somehow or another, affordable insurance came into play.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else to speak for or against this application? Seeing none, back to the board.
Where exactly is this located?
That's right.
City Billiards. City Billiards.
City Billiards.
Same
thing.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't picturing the location.
Yeah, it's a pretty aggressive color.
Yeah, I don't like the yellow.
Me neither. What are we voting on?
Well,
adaptation.
The logo and color. What does authority do we have over? I mean, that's what I'm trying to, you know.
What you have authority? Well, I mean, what we try to work with banks and anybody that has a logo, we don't want to mess with their logo. I mean, it's kind of.
I understand.
You're getting out of line.
But the logo's got a white background.
Yeah.
As I said, this is the logo. So I think that they probably would be willing to discuss other backgrounds, possibly, if this is going to be an issue and keep them from getting their sign.
So would you come back up and talk about this a minute?
I've had some talks with Steve.
we've discussed it. You know, there's different shades of yellows, but you know, yellow is one of those colors that it stands out when it comes to a red color. Red and yellow just stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't really have time to prepare different shades of yellow. There's a signal yellow that's like almost the color of that cup right there, the coffee cups. That's one shade. I mean, that's their colors. I don't know what else to say. I mean, because yellow is their shade. That's their colors. Yellow and red are their colors.
Well, propose we approve this on the condition that they come back with a less bright yellow to be approved by the chairman and I guess the planning director. Is that how it would normally work?
Well, if we deny it, they've got to do a whole new application and start over, right? And they can't do that for some period of time?
Yeah, I would suggest. Right. I'd try not to do that.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Well, we can. I mean, I think we could continue it. That's another thing we could do.
Right.
If
well, this is what my customer requested me to do.
Right.
If it comes to this, they're willing to do a white background with red and black letters.
I was going to suggest that.
Well, that, and I've done this before, and I said. Because, like I said, Steve Weatherton was the one, he was in surgery at the time I was trying to iron all this out. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I talked to his right-hand man, you might say, so we really didn't. And I told him what could be, and I said, let's have an option of white background with, because, I mean, that's what's there now. So white background, blue letters. And, you know, I said that would be the compromise, in my opinion. It would still show up.
Exactly.
Is what I was. It'd yeah. still be a fact. Because in that particular spot, I couldn't find it at first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I mean, if yeah. it's on a busy highway, like,
then the tree's there.
The tree's kind of almost blocking it.
And I don't know that I'm thinking it has to be white, but I'm just thinking that the color that he has and that he uses around the rest of his businesses is okay for the valley and wherever else. But I don't know that we want that downtown Aiken.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I would go with white.
And I don't know that it has to be white.
I would go with white.
I would go with
white. Well, you know, I don't know another color that would go with red and black. That's
Black would stand out really well against
this
the white.
This stands out better than here.
I agree. I totally agree.
This stands
agree.
Out much nicer, more. Right? You know,
right. Well, see, that's why there won't be no yellow. See, that's got a little bit of yellow in it. When I do it, it'll be just straight red. See, there's got a little bit of yellow in that.
That'd be better.
Yeah, it's red and white. That's the reason why I spoke to him about it. And so I told him, I just said, you know, that's what I would compromise with. I think that would be fine. And he was fine with that. Because he was coming to the meeting. He just said, with his wax over, he's not capable of moving.
This is more of a toky color.
Okay, so.
Or something, a beige.
The sign would be like this, but everywhere this is yellow would be white.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it would not look like this.
No,
it has yellow.
No, no. Okay. It's, the letters are red, the background is white. And then the auto home and life is black again.
Okay. And this is, I noticed something from the old sign. With a black border around the white so it just doesn't get lost. Into the never-never land.
Well, there's a, you know, when I do signs, I'll do something possibly in a border. Just
okay. Just to make it.
Yeah, it looks like a red border. Does it look black?
I can't tell from the story.
I can't even see it.
No, the photo is, that took that with my cell phone, so it's not a good photo. But I could do a border with black on there, perhaps red, you know,
yeah.
to enhance it a little bit.
And the face of the building is what color now?
Same. Well, I honestly, I don't know what that color is. It looks like a tan, maybe a yellow.
Tanish color.
That's what it looks like to me.
That would look good. I think it would stand out.
Well.
So, would you like us, presuming that someone would be willing to do this, have a motion where the border would be optional? So you could put it on or not put it on?
Or go ahead and put it on there.
I mean, just include it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's not something that we normally do with his signs, because normally they're so bright you don't need nothing.
Right.
So technically, in this case, a border might help it out a little bit, because if it's all plain white and red, mm-hmm. red, white with that border may give it a little bit of pop to help it out.
Y'all have a problem with red or black?
Mm-mm.
I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't know if the black isn't too much of a contrast between the red and the black. I know you're doing it for contrast, and I get that, but I'm just wondering, is it going to be too much or not?
For the actual sign you're
saying? For the lettering.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
You know?
Okay.
You're talking about the lettering, whether
right.
the black?
Right. I'm okay.
I think it'll tone down a little bit when it goes on the white.
That's exactly right.
But
it's the yellow that makes it
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I've been doing this a long time. That sign on Aiken Augusta Highway, it's like the sunlight.
Sure.
Just bam.
You don't need a light, it just glows.
That's right. That's kind of the purpose of the colors, so. But I understand that he was okay with that, with the white background. We talked about it. He said if we could get the white background, then we're good with it.
All right.
Any other questions from the board? So you can be seated again if you'd like. There's no one in the audience who would like to make any comments. Okay, back to the board for a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 15-001026 with the exception of the yellow background needs to be a white background and a border of either red or black is allowed to be on the sign.
Okay. Are we going to limit the size of the border?
I'd say similar to the original sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't be much more than an inch wide. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the sign's 4x10 feet, inch wide borders.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
Second.
So that's the motion. And second. Any discussion?
Good.
All right. Are we ready to vote? All in favor? Motion passes. Thank you.
Callum, thanks for working with us.
Oh, there you go. I think the watch out there
is kind of disposed. Yes, it's kind of
so. I'm a little
tougher. Any other business before the board?
I don't know. Minutes.
Did we forget the minutes?
We
forgot
the
minutes.
We
forgot the minutes. Did y'all get in bed?
We did.
Yes, we did.
That's right.
Yeah.
I made a motion.
Yeah.
Right. You seconded it. Yeah.
We voted.
Yeah.
It's unanimous.
We had Chuck and...
I move we adjourn.
All right. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Let's see what kind of thing.
Thank you all. 7 o'clock.
That's a good one.
One half hour.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
You didn't ask John McDonald. We need to pick it up a little bit.
I think we say that every time. Hey. Hi. Okay, take care. Hi. Hey, Pat. How are you?
I'm joyous.
Yes.
I just wanted